Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom and I'm coming today from what's been called the Mecca of Indian badminton, the Pulela Gopichand Badminton Academy in Hyderabad. It's here that Kidambi Srikant and a host of top Indian players, men and women, have been training for years. What makes this academy run and how is it that India is producing so many world-class badminton talents? It was about 8 years back when I had the opportunity of interviewing Pulela Gopichand for the very first time. It was then that he was really setting up his academy over here in Hyderabad. And it was a real struggle for him. It was a time when he had to mortgage his own home to help fund this academy. This academy now is world-beating. It is the Mecca of Indian badminton. I'm very privileged to interview Gopi once again. Thanks very much. Thank you. Super to be here. When we spoke last time, you were just about starting it up, but now it's achieved so much. We'll talk about the academy in a bit. Would you say the last month and a half has been the finest period for men's badminton in Indian's history?
Definitely. I think the kind of players we've had and multiple players doing well at the highest level is something amazing. I think I would definitely say this is really the best time.
And let's talk about Kidambi Srikant, his performance, the fact that it's two Super Series wins and the fact that he's taken out the best players in the world in doing this. I mean, it's the ability to take on the best, the toughest talents that is as much, it is as important as winning tournaments itself, right?
Yeah, I think not only the fact that he won, but the way he did it and the players whom he beat doing it. I think that's what makes both these events so special. Because the Indonesian Open had 29 of the top 30 players in the world. So it's almost like it could have been the World Championships, the Olympics is in fact in a way a less stronger field because of restricted entries. But I think this could be as big as it gets in those terms. And also Australia, he beat the world number one. He beat Chen Long, who's an Olympic champion. So it's something which is fantastic.
For so long, we've seen Indian sportspersons failing mentally, mental strength and across disciplines, when we have so much to offer physically in terms of technique and other things. Are we overcoming that? In badminton, are we producing players who are mentally strong enough to consistently beat the best in the world?
Yes, I think we've had the women doing well. We had Saina and Sindhu, and then and now with earlier it used to be Kashyap or maybe Guru, and then Ajay Jayaram, then Srikant for a while, Pranoy. So it's basically each one starting to push the other. But the fact is that we in the world of badminton are, if anything, considered physically on the stronger side compared to many other countries in the world. So I think it's because of the kind of work ethic which has helped us develop the physical aspect over the years. And once you are physically so good and you put in many hours of training, both on court and off court and in the gym, I think that's when you start feeling that mentally as well. So yeah. That's the reason why we are seeing these results, what we are seeing.
World Championships coming up. Are we strong contenders at winning? That doesn't just necessarily mean Srikant. He's very much the buzz now. But you've got other players who are right up there.
Yeah, I think the last three Super Series, we've had our players winning. Sai has done well, Pranoy has done well, he beat a world number one, he beat Lee Chong Wei, he beat Chen Long. So it's definitely, I think all of these players have a good chance of making it, and we have four entries going into the World Championships in the men's singles itself. And I believe that on their day, these players are good enough to beat anybody else in the world. And hopefully we will have them progress to the later parts of the tournament.
So just in terms of summarizing this year, it's in total 4 of 6 Super Series that have been won by Indian players, men and women, and 3 of 6 by men, right? So it's fabulous by any standard, because the Chinese haven't won obviously more than us this year, neither have the Malaysians, neither have the Indonesians, neither have the Danish. Yeah. It's incredible. Did you ever think a year like this would happen? And all these players train over here.
Well, I would be honest, I think it's a pleasant surprise. I always And I still think that there's a lot more we can do. And if done correctly, we could really rule the world of badminton. We're still years away from that.
We can be consistently better than the Chinese in this sport?
If we do our act correctly, I believe we can be much more superior than anybody else in the world.
Why do you believe that?
I think the results speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. We've had great results. But also it's only hardly anything which we've done, really. And if we actually do our act of coaching well, our act of aligning the system properly, produce more coaches from internal ourselves, I believe we as Indians are born for badminton, and that's what I believe, and that's why I think we can have a chance to be really good at the world level.
Gopia, you know, you like to downplay things because that's your personality, and that's not going to change. But the fact of the matter is, all of these players over here owe their success almost entirely to you. You'll say parents, is that and the other, of course. But you play 4-5 hours a day now. You're what, 43, right? And that's incredible. Your personal passion for the sport extends to actually being out on the court and matching these players, and you still do that stroke for stroke. That must take an immense toll on you because you do it day after day, year after year.
Yeah, it is. And it's like 2004 when I retired and started coaching. And it's been so many years now, and so many players. And in a way, if it was one or two players, then you could work 2 hours, 3 hours. But with the numbers growing, I had to grow myself and would spend about 8 to 10 hours on court. I'm not getting any younger, and it's time we need more support because we have so many quality players, and that's where I think it's important that we build a system around it, because it's time these players need individual attention, these players need more support, because we have so many of them now, and hopefully we'll be able to do
that. And you're here, what, at 4 in the morning, every morning, virtually every morning?
Yeah.
What's the schedule for you and these players?
I think luckily for the last 3 months, we've had a stronger coaching staff. We've had Mulyo come in
from Indonesia,
and two other coaches from Indonesia. And also we have, we're lucky that two of my Indian coaches who were players when I was playing, both of them, Siddharth and Amrish, were here. So it just took a lot of load off me. So I start today maybe around 5 o'clock. But for the last 13 years, I would do it more at 4:15 in the morning. It was crazy, the amount of work. So 4:15, we would stop training at around 12:30. And then I would finish some office work and then spend a couple of hours again on court in the evening from 4 to 6.
Your mom handles the administration of your academy. That must be an incredible load off your back. Because if you're putting in that many hours and actually playing the sport, somebody needs to run it. And you've got lots of these young talents who live over here as well. Somebody needs to look after the administration of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very fortunate because my parents have not only helped me when I was playing, but my mom and dad actually still helping me, and the administration is something which is very critical, and if I were to get involved in the admin part of it, I would probably not be able to focus so much on the coaching bit. So I've been very lucky, I would say, that that part has always been taken care of, and I've always had great support from my parents, my wife. She herself being an Olympian, I think she understands the fact that sport needs this kind of dedication. So they've never asked for anything, and they've always taken care of my comforts very well.
So your wife's an Olympian, you're an All England champion, you're the guru of coaching in badminton in India, and now you've got kids, both of them, your daughter and your son, who in their own right are coming up along. I mean, badminton is it for your family, then?
Yes, I think for me, still there's no other hobby other than badminton. There's no other fun activity.
But did you put pressure on your kids to play badminton? I'm sure you did. Come on.
In a way, what used to happen was they used to get up and I was already gone. and by the time I would come, they would be sleeping. So
yeah.
It was my greed to see them probably that made them start to play the sport,
right.
Because if not, I would have not seen the young in the young ages.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I have gained so much from badminton, and I've loved the entire life of mine. And I believe it's a great life to have. So yes, I might be greedy in wanting that for my kids, because for me, I think the sport is given so much, but no matter what it in the material side or something is another part, but just the fact of you being able to play is something amazing.
You know, in spending a few hours over here, I noticed that unlike our superstar cricketers or international tennis players, the bunch of players over here, and you've got a couple of champions just practicing behind us, it's one very tight-knit sort of family kind of environment. There's no big show involved in this process, in this business of training or anything. There are no real superstars in the way they behave. Is that what you encourage, a certain culture in your training and in this academy?
See, they've all, whether it's Pranoy, Kashyap,
because they've achieved
Shrikant.
So much, but none of them behave like superstars.
Yeah,
they seem to be really good human beings.
See, they've spent, somebody spent 10 years here, somebody spent 15 years here. So it's basically...
home.
Yeah, they all feel it's home. And sport is cruel in the sense, they all understand that, in the sense you cannot have that mentality in training, because it's very important. Maybe for the outside world, maybe players can have that. But I think in training, I think you have to put your head down and work, because if you don't do that, then your going down process is very quick.
You were telling me about distractions, which weren't the case when you were playing. There's WhatsApp, Twitter, all sorts, Facebook, all sorts of social media. Now, these are young players from another generation, and they will get on Twitter even if you may not like it. You aren't on Twitter, right?
I'm not.
And you have, what, one phone with WhatsApp which you don't even look at? He's very bad on WhatsApp. Anybody trying to reach out to him. Is that something that concerns you also, that there are distractions outside?
Yes. I think every generation, I think, had their own set of distractions, and this generation has the social media and the connect becoming a lot, whether it's the Facebooks, WhatsApp, Twitters or Instagram. So I think there's a lot of interest to see who's following what and how many likes, how many photographs, updates, those kind of things. And it's important to actually get a balance in, and at least you restrict the amount of time you have so that you have the peace of mind which is needed, because at the end of the day, sport is about training well, eating well and sleeping well.
Yeah.
And all these things, three things are important. So if your time in social media actually stops you from training well, eating well or sleeping well, I think it's a distraction.
I meant to ask you about funding and sponsorships. In the past, that was a real problem. It's better now, but it's still not an ideal situation. You still need to spend a great deal of money, whatever you're able to collect, for high-end sports medicine experts, physiotherapists, potentially counselors in the future. And funding for that really needs to come as well. And that's perhaps, we don't think along those lines as some of the leading countries do.
Where
do you stand with overall funding?
I think thanks to the Government of India, we've actually got good support from the Sports Authority of India for that reason. I think they've been fantastic in taking care of the top cream. And also in the recent past, this academy which you see is part funded by the Sports Authority of India.
Right.
So I think there is definitely a lot of support in that end. But with growing numbers and sports science, things which might be very specific to a particular player, top class physiologists, psychologists, these things are very expensive things. So I think funds, it's not like you have unlimited funds, but at least the top players are really well taken care of, is what I would think at the moment.
And sponsorships, which used to come only for cricketers in the past, now come for badminton players. That's transformed their lives, and that's become something that's aspirational for youngsters wanting to play this sport. The fact that if they do well, they can earn substantially as well.
I think it's a great motivation, and it's great to see so many badminton players getting, of course, the results, but also some of them making it really big. But also events like the PBL where they start to make money. I think these are things which actually make you really happy, because sometimes at the back of their mind, some of them would come up and say, "Sir, I won, but nobody bothers." In the sense, I remember when I was playing, some of the things, I would win a tournament abroad and I would ask my mother, did the paper headline come? And it's like, back then it was like to see that you're recognized for what you're doing, because you're probably in Germany or France playing a tournament and then you win, and then you expect that people would know, I've beaten an Olympic champion, and people don't know back home. But today maybe the generation is also looks at it like, I've won, what do I get? And sometimes it's demotivating when they see that, I won so much, but I don't have any sponsors, or mm-hmm. nobody recognizes me, and nobody thinks that I'm a good product for marketing. Mm-hmm. So it is important that this phase is also important for right. us, that players start to feel more motivated.
Yeah. One final question. Crystal ball, look into it. How are we going to do in the World Championships?
I think what they've done with the recent performances is they've actually let the world know that we are big, and
they've already done so much. There is a danger, isn't there, of mentally just loosening up a little bit, that my God, I've already done so well. How do you keep that intense? That won't happen.
That won't happen, because the training is intense and every session is tough. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I think the fact is that Srikanth having won, Sai having won, Pranoy having beaten the top players, they will all be marked. There'll be players who will be watching, who must have watched their videos hundreds of times, and then coaches working on them to ensure that they plan for them. So it's important that when we go for the World Championships, we have to prepare differently. We have to be smarter, and hopefully our performance will speak.
Pulela Gopichand, thank you very much for speaking to us, and congratulations on what's been an incredible run for Indian badminton, and congratulations on this fabulous facility that is so aspirational for people across the country. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you're chasing sports stars, you often have to travel all across the country. But here at the Gopichand Academy for Badminton, you find all of them training under this one roof. I'm very privileged now to have three players who've done so well for India. The Commonwealth Games champion, P. Kashyap, with me. Pranoy with me as well. And Sameer Verma as well on my side. Both Sameer and Pranoy are in the top 30 in the world. It's fantastic to be speaking to all of you. You had an absolutely incredible run in the last few weeks, beating some of the top players in the world. And now you have a real chance at upping your rank and getting right to the top, or as close as possible.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of weeks were great. Especially the way I played in Indonesia, I felt the standard was really good. The pace of the game was really good, and I could really sustain both the matches against Lee Chongwei and Chen Long. And I think... just saying about the rankings, if you play well, it's automatically going to get up high. So I just hope that I continue to play like this.
Kashyap, you've coming off an injury now. In the career of a sportsman, that's something that's a big problem, isn't it? Because you've been out for almost a year, and you fought back the injury, and you have to pick up your ranking. So it's a big challenge for you in this year going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I'm finding it a bigger challenge because there's so many players who are doing so well consistently. You've spoken about Pranoy, there's Sameer, there's Srikanth, Sai. Now it's not only people are having ranking, but these guys are winning tournaments above. So the ante has just gone up, and then I'll have to prepare accordingly. But it's good, this competition is really good. It'll only help me to come back faster, because I'm playing against the world's best in training itself. And then also we are always affirmed that we're doing all the right things, because everyone's winning consistently. So sure. I think it's just it's a good time for for Indian badminton.
Yeah. You know, isn't it fantastic that under one roof you're training with some of the best in the world, and they're your friends, and yet they're people who you want to beat desperately. So when you're playing against each other, they're your enemies. What is that entire experience like?
थोड़ा टफ होता है इनके साथ खेलने को, मतलब जब आप इतने बड़े लेवल पे खेल रहे हो इधर, और मुश्किल होता है जब आप ट्रेन कर रहे हो उनके साथ, और जब आप टूर्नामेंट में खेल रहे हो तो आपको मतलब वो लेवल पे पता लगता है कि आप कहाँ पे।
गोपी सर के बारे में बताइए आप, ये ट्रेनिंग एकेडमी उन्होंने बनाया है, कई सालों से ये चल रहा है, और यहाँ जो ट्रेनिंग का स्टैंडर्ड है वर्ल्ड क्लास कहा जाता है, तो आपके केस में यहाँ जो ट्रेनिंग आपको मिला है उससे आपको क्या फ़ायदा उठा है?
डेफिनेटली ये बहुत अच्छा सेंटर है ट्रेनिंग के लिए और वन ऑफ द बेस्ट इन इंडिया। तो और जितना मतलब हम लोग और इम्प्रूव करेंगे, और भैया भी मतलब आते हैं तो बताते हैं कैसे खेलना है, तो इम्प्रूवमेंट ऑब्वियसली है।
टेल अस अबाउट द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ गोपी, एंड आई रियली वांटेड टू फोकस ऑन दैट। He's really driven you guys for so many years now. How is he an essential part of everything that you are today?
Yeah, see, I've been there from the time the academy started, and from the time he decided to start coaching. So I've seen so many phases of Gopi sir, when he was a player, and then when he tried to become a coach immediately. He has also learned and grown so much, and have seen it very closely. And he's a big influence, because when he quit playing, he was in the top of the world rankings, and then he had a big achievement with him, and then everyone was looking up to him, especially me. I was really looking up to him to teach me something, and I want to, you know, automatic confidence is there that if he's around you, then you know you are going to be a world class player and you're going to reach so and so level or ranking or something. And then it's always been an influence like that, and then consistent performances have been coming since 2008 Olympics. So the sport also grew along with him, and then he made so many changes in the system. I can tell you small examples, like we used to have matches on Wednesday in Super Series. So tournament starts on Tuesday and Wednesday. The teams used to reach on Monday evening, sometimes Monday afternoon, and then you have to play a match the next day. Once he became the chief coach, we were reaching the venues on Saturday, so that right. We have 2 days to acclimatize, and then the teams didn't have any physio. After he came, the physios were traveling with us. There were 2-3 coaches traveling with us. Slowly and steadily, the performance kept improving just with minor changes. Mm-hmm. And then next thing is, there were year-round national camps. So we used to, before, it used to be only 20 days before a major tournament, there used to be a camp, and then the rest of the year, you don't even know what the players are doing. But now, since after he came, it started with 4 months in a year, then 6 months, then 8 months, now it's year-round. There are national camps going on, so all the top players in the country are training together. And then over the course of so many years, especially in my career, the injuries which have happened and whatever I have faced in my career, and then when I was playing, I was the only men's singles player in the top 20, and then suddenly in 3 years, there are like 10 players who are capable of winning Super Series. I'm just thinking in the top 10, I think 4 or 5 of us can be there consistently.
That's unbelievable. Gopi actually plays 4-5 hours a day. He's 43 years old. That really says something about his physical strength and his ability, and his conviction that he has to be there to be a hands-on coach. How much of a difference does his presence on the court make for you as a player?
Well, I feel the passion which he has about the game is incredibly amazing. Whenever he is available in Hyderabad, he comes every day morning at 6 and takes care of the junior batch first, and then comes and trains us. And it's just not been happening since last 1 or 2 years. It's been happening since last almost 10 years or so. And I think that's why we have got so much of numbers which is coming from the academy and from India. I think the way he, like when he comes into the court, the atmosphere totally changes, because he is a strict man, and I think we need strict people in especially sports. If you have taken up sports career, we need strict coaches.
Is he very strict?
Yeah, he is very strict. I mean, I think as a coach, he needs to be like that, and I think that's where the performances are over there at the top of the level.
Well, it's been great speaking to all of you. Thank you very much. There you have it, a snapshot of what it is to be a top-level badminton player in India. All three of them have done so well. And perhaps the best part of the story is that we haven't seen the best as yet. That's still to come.